Hi, this is Mark Miner, founder of the Miner2.com website and president of our National Family Reunion. My cousin Eugene Pedraza and I just returned from our 19th annual end of summer genealogy research trip. This year we went to eastern Kansas to look up the paper trail of five branches of our clan who were pioneer settlers. One branch, the Houstons, came as early as 1871, and another branch, the Bournes, as late as 1907. We visited five counties, Johnson, Shawnee, Cloud, Coffee, and Crawford, covering 1,000 driving miles in 5 days. We used our time-tested brand of proprietary research to draw out the details of these ancient lives, checking courthouses for legal records, visiting libraries to find old news obituaries and rare book mentions, and paying our respects at the pioneers' old graves. We returned home with a 5-inch thick stack of copies of primary documents, plus some 200 digital photos of farms, towns, and old grave markers. One of the highlights was finding otherwise lost references to how these hardy pioneers traveled to Kansas originally. In the case of Boyd and Clara Houston, in 1871, they took a flatboat from Pittsburgh, PA to Kansas City. David and Mahala Johnson, who migrated from Somerset, Ohio in 1876, came as far as Hanover by train, and the remainder of the journey was made in a wagon. John Henry Minard of Scottsdale, PA, came to Kansas on a scouting mission in 1885, the year before he brought his entire family of brothers and sisters, all adults, including their parents, both in their 60s. Another highlight was learning more about the pioneers' children and grandchildren. In one instance, we found that a grandson later went to Los Angeles and made a name for himself internationally as the quote-unquote dean of travel. In another, while visiting in Lebo, Kansas, I spoke by phone with an elderly cousin living on the same farm as her husband's grandparents, although our schedule did not permit us to pay a visit on such short notice. And in yet another case, we had dinner with cousins who have lived in Pittsburgh, Kansas, ever since their family arrived there some 125 years ago. Upon returning home, follow-up searching on Google Books and other online sources identified that Sylvester, Georgia, who married our cousin Laveria Minard in 1887, was an old Civil War soldier who had served in an Iowa regiment. Sylvester is now the 107th known cousin or spouse to have served in the war between the states. It will take about 35 to 40 hours to fully analyze, write, and upload all of our findings to Miner2.com. I can assure you it all will be worth it. Google's search engine spiders soon will be combing the new pages and helping attract traffic to just the right page when a long-lost cousin, who inevitably will be curious, will Google a family name. As always, one of the underlying themes of Miner2.com that we share with all cousins everywhere, regardless of where they live today, is that their ancient family roots are right here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Thank you for visiting our family website.